Welcome to Tuning In with Your Cycle. Today, I am gonna talk about everything you don't know about progesterone. What is progesterone? What are symptoms and causes of low progesterone? How it balances with estrogen? And what are the amazing benefits of this hormone? Okay, so progesterone is the hormone that is mostly predominant on the second half of your cycle. And it gets created right after ovulation. So when an egg is released to get fertilized, it gets released from a follicle. This follicle, once it releases the egg, turns into a small gland on top of your ovary called the corpus luteum. And the corpus luteum is in charge of producing progesterone. That's why I am always making sure that you are tracking your ovulation, because ovulation is a must whether you're trying to have a baby now, in the near future, or never. Ovulation is extremely important for hormone health. Okay, so that is how progesterone gets created in the body. Now, how does it balance with estrogen? Well, it's really cool because it's kind of, progesterone is kind of the yin to estrogen being the yang. For example, estrogen builds up the uterine lining. Progesterone sheds it down. Estrogen is mostly predominant on the first half of your cycle, and it is in charge of helping you feel energetic and kind of ready to go. While progesterone is mostly predominant on the second half of your cycle, and it's the one that tells you to stay home and nest and take it easy. This is how they balance each other, among other things, okay? And what are the benefits of progesterone? Well, progesterone, its main benefit is to hold on into a pregnancy, but it's also really important for your metabolism, for your thyroid, for your bones, for your skin, for your hair, for a lot of things. That's why it is really important. And not only that, but progesterone helps you sleep really, really good. Okay, so that's basically what progesterone is all about, and that's why it is really important. Now, again, I want to make sure that you're tracking your ovulation. The best way to do so is a vessel body temperature or by tracking your cervical mucus. I did a whole episode on this, so I'm going to link it somewhere here. Okay, so that's it. Now, what are the symptoms of low progesterone? Number one, having a shorter luteal phase. The luteal phase is the phase that starts right after ovulation, and it usually lasts between 11 and 14 days. So anything below this may suggest that your progesterone is low. Another thing is PMS. If you suffer from extreme PMS, extreme mood swings, migraines, headaches, bloating, breast tenderness, low energy right before your period, then that's kind of a red flag that something's going on with your progesterone. Another thing is if your flow is really heavy and if your flow lasts more than 7 days. Because remember how estrogen builds up the uterine lining? If there's not enough progesterone to make things quicker, then this drags, and this can be really heavy because there's nothing stopping estrogen from building that uterine lining. Okay, another one is if you are spotting or bleeding before your period to a point that you actually need a tampon, a pad, or a cup kind of prior to the full-on bleeding. If you have problems getting pregnant and if you like have had miscarriages, that means that your progesterone is low, because remember, its main point is to hold on to a pregnancy. And also if you experience a lot of cervical mucus during your luteal phase, aka PMS weeks, because this should be more of a dry phase. So if you experience a lot of cervical mucus, that's a red flag that your progesterone is low. So now, what causes low progesterone? Well, number one is that you're not ovulating regularly. Remember at the beginning how I talked about how ovulation is the only way you produce progesterone? Well, if you're not ovulating regularly, that means that's a kind of a cause of low progesterone. Two, if you just came off the birth control pill. So whether it was a month ago, a year ago, the birth control pill can really mess up with your estrogen progesterone balance. And you may be thinking, oh, Maria, but my birth control has progestin. The thing is that progestin is a synthetic version of progesterone, and it doesn't give you all the amazing benefits that the actual natural progesterone does. Also, by being on the birth control pill, you're shutting down your ovaries, so no ovulation is happening at all, and no phases are really actually happening. So even if you experience a period, that's not a real period. That's more like a withdrawal bleed that needs to happen at some point. But again, that doesn't mean all this amazing process is happening in your body, and that's because of the birth control. Another huge factor is stress, okay? Stress, because your body doesn't differentiate whether you're being chased by a tiger or where you just read an email that actually bothered you. All these flare up your fight or flight response, and your fight or flight response triggers cortisol production. Cortisol is your stress hormone. But the thing is that when you're stressed a lot, and when that cortisol is constantly high, then your body strips your progesterone supplies to build more cortisol, to create more cortisol. So stress is a big, huge factor on having low progesterone. That's exactly why inside my one-on-one coaching program, Flow in Sync, it has a whole section dedicated into helping you cope with stress and lower the stress levels in order for you to have healthy supply of progesterone. So stress is a big, big thing. And another thing is, it's not eating enough healthy fats and not eating enough. Starving your body from healthy fats and from nutrients and calories may shut down ovulation, so you may not be producing enough progesterone. Now, what to do here? I really, really want you to track your cycle. I share with you exactly what you need to be tracking, so I'm gonna share that episode with you somewhere here. And also, I want you to track ovulation. Again, there's a whole episode about it. I link it here too, so you can start doing that and start trying to figure out where your low progesterone is coming from, okay? And also, you know that you can always book a cycle assessment. It's completely free. It's 30 minutes with me. It's a small one where we can actually deep dive into your hormones and see exactly what's going on and what your next steps can be, okay? So, just as a quick recap, symptoms of low progesterone are extreme PMS, very heavy flow, a longer flow, miscarriages, the inability of getting pregnant, a lot of cervical mucus during your luteal phase, spotting or bleeding right before your period. And the causes are you're not ovulating regularly, you're overly stressed, you just came off the birth control pill, whether it was a month ago, a week ago, or a year ago, you're starving your body from calories or from healthy fats. Okay, that's it. I hope this was really helpful for you, and I'll see you next week. Take care.